Well, back in October, we held a press conference at the Polk County Jail after Sheriff Grady Judd decided to co-locate juvenile offenders in the adult jail. What we said then and what we're saying now is that an adult jail is no place for a child. Children require special services, and they cannot receive them under the adult jail standards and in the Polk County Jail. As of today, the Southern Poverty Law Center filed a federal lawsuit against Polk County and against Sheriff Judd for the treatment of minors in the county jail. And we're disheartened to hear that that so much damage has been done between October and now to the kids who have been incarcerated there.
Do you have an idea of how many children and what their ages are?
Based on the complaint, it's 70 to 80 children. I believe the named plaintiffs are between 15 and 18, but the complaint references children as young as 8.
And tell us why it's bad to have children in an adult jail cell.
Well, there's a number of different reasons. First of all, the juvenile justice system is meant to rehabilitate kids who offend, whereas the adult system is often based on punishment. And there are not sufficient programs available in the Polk County Jail or often in any jail that's meant to incarcerate adults. There are not sufficient rehabilitative programs to help children, to change the behavior of children, and to continue to educate children as is required. Oftentimes, there is in the Polk Jail, oftentimes there's a failure to adequately protect children, to provide basic oversight and take adequate safety measures, partially because of law enforcement that are trained to deal with adults are not sufficiently trained to deal with children and to assist children in the way that they need to be assisted for rehabilitation. In this jail in particular, and under the Florida Model Jail Standards, we have a number of reports of use of chemical restraints, including pepper spray, which is inappropriate to be used on children in this sort of environment. We have reports of punitive isolation, putting kids into complete solitary confinement, either based on mental health problems and suicide threats, or we have a report of a child who was placed in isolation as a purely punitive measure. None of these are appropriate measures to take against juvenile offenders where the focus needs to be on rehabilitation and not on punishment.
If the lawsuit is successful, what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, again, and it's the Southern Poverty Law Center's suit, we hope that the courts will enjoin the use of Polk County Jail to detain juveniles. And looking forward, we hope that the legislator will reconsider the law that allows a county to co-locate juveniles in an adult facility.
And finally, what's the response been from the Polk Sheriff?
Well, there's been a bit of back and forth. We did a press conference back in October when the co-location of juveniles in the Polk County Jail began. And the Polk County Sheriff felt that his facility was legal and adequate for juveniles. He felt that his officers had enough training, and we stated very strongly at the time that the jail was not imposing the standards that were developed to deal with juveniles, that the staff did not have adequate training on how to deal with juveniles, and that overall the facility was not appropriate for kids. Now here we are months later, where the sheriff will now have to explain himself to a federal judge. And I wish that Polk County had reconsidered at the time, and I hope that other counties will decide not to co-locate juveniles in adult facilities after they see what harm can be done.
Ideologically, they're against us housing juvenile delinquents in our facilities. Our juvenile delinquents are not in any contact whatsoever with adult prisoners. Totally different area of the jail. And SPLC wants people to think we are mixing juveniles and adults. That's absolutely not happening. They made it abundantly clear before we ever took the first juvenile into our custody that they would sue us if we did this because they're ideologically opposed to it. And today they sued us. Their allegations are outrageous, not true, and we look forward to going to court. We look forward to proving that we're providing a better quality supervision for delinquent juveniles and saving the taxpayers of Polk County millions of dollars every year, and potentially we could save the state of Florida taxpayers tens of millions of dollars when the other sheriffs, if they choose, follow our lead.
How is it that it saves money?
We're able to provide a better quality service at less cost because of economies of scale and because we are professional in what we do. We also have accredited institutions. DJJ does not. We have three times the training for our detention deputies. DJJ has certainly significantly less than we do. Quite frankly, DJJ does a good job with what they do. We were forced into this position when we were charged outrageous amounts of money, almost $300 a day a bed to house somebody with DJJ. We cannot do that to the taxpayers of Polk County, so we decided to do it ourselves and save the taxpayers huge sums of money and provide a better quality service to the juvenile delinquent.
And finally, Sheriff Judd, how would you respond to their allegations that even if they don't come into contact with adults in these jails, that it's still a jail is a kind of a rough place for juvenile delinquents to be, even if they're being detained?
The jail that we house them in is larger than the juvenile facility they were in. It has more room to classify, more room for them to live in. It is a better facility. Quite frankly, those that are making those allegations have never, ever sat down with us to look at our program, to go through our facility, even though we've offered time and again. They are absolutely refusing to cooperate, absolutely refusing to look at our program, and quite frankly, that speaks volumes to me.